You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Flip.
I've been reading the Bible about everything of the age, and one thing that's for certain, it grows closer every day. But I am not concerned about the way it's gonna end, 'cause I've read the back of the book and we win. I've read the back of the book and we win. No more living in darkness, we'll be living at home with Him. You see, there ain't no need to worry about it if you're born again, 'cause I've read the back of the book and we win. Now we all wanna be winners in the games of life that we play, but friends, since we're all sinners, we've already lost that race. But Jesus' blood can take that sin and throw it in the deep blue sea. He'll put an end to your last place living, give you the victory. Then you can sing, I've read the back of the book and we win. No more living in darkness, we'll be living at home with Him. You see, there ain't no need to worry about it if you're born again, 'cause I've read the back of the book and we win. You see, there ain't no need to worry about it if you're born again, 'cause I've read the back of the book and we win.
Thank you, my man. Didn't hand out Bibles tonight because I just want to talk briefly about one verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, which says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. This place scares me. On the night I'm going to speak, I wished I'd have gotten a speaker. Then when I have a speaker, I wish I could speak. I have probably never realized as much as I do today how important these few minutes are to a lot of people. I'm an old man. I'm getting close to the end, whether I want to or not, I am. And I was raised in a great time. I lived in a great time in America. When I was a kid growing up, I was raised in a God-conscious country. I didn't say we were raised in a saved country, but we were God conscious of the sorriest of people. And I kind of grew up with those kind of people, with roughnecks. I worked on the first drilling rig floor at 15, because back then, if your parents gave you a miner's release, you could have a real job. My daddy was a driller. I played football. They were not a very spiritual group. I rodeoed. They asked an old boy one time why he rodeoed. He said, well, he said, I was too lazy to work. He said, I was too jealous to pimp. and said about the only thing I could find that didn't require much dedication was rodeo. We were a sorry lot. But you know what? At the rodeos, we always had prayer because we were God conscious. At football games, we had prayer. People knew about Jesus Christ. I cannot tell you how many times in the last 15 years that I've asked somebody at Ector County or in prison, has anybody ever told you how to get to heaven? And they said, no, sir. I cannot tell you the people who have never had a Bible. We're seeing a change. Last week, I said to the guy, he's 40-something years old, had AB tattoos all over him. And I said, has anybody ever told you, ever showed you in the Bible how to go to heaven? And he said, no, sir. They never have. He said, I've thought about it, but no. He said, I don't know. And so I took my Bible and I let him read it. And we went through these verses. And with every one of them, I said, do you understand that? And he said, yes, sir, I understand that. We start off with all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You don't need a GED to grasp that. And then it said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is something that anybody can understand. We know the difference between wages and a gift. Then it said, God commendeth his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I could have kind of understood that if he'd said, while we's trying to straighten up and get sober and do right and quit messing up, then he died for us. But then he said, while we were yet sinners, while we were in the midst of doing our thing, our way, in our own time, he loved us enough to die for us. And then he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, either you won't or you will. God either told the truth or he lied about it. It's that simple. And the next verse said, for with the heart, not the head, not the mouth, but with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And then he wrapped it up two verses later, he wrapped it up this way. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever means anybody. You can do it anywhere, anytime. That's the simple plan of salvation. And yet, we get people in the rec room that have never heard that before. We get people who've never been to a church. We get people who've never had a Bible. And it's scary to think of the responsibility of standing here. Because there's a place in the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel, that God said to Ezekiel, he said, if you don't tell these people about me, he said, they're going to die in their sins and they're going to be punished for them. But he said, I'm going to hold you responsible. I'm going to hold you responsible. And I think this is what he says to all of us. And so it's not a frivolous thing. It's not a churchy thing. It's not some goals we set. It's not something that we're trying to attain. The loops is 23 years old, I guess, now. I think we were in we incorporated and became a nonprofit organization in maybe 91, so or 23. I've never had a salary. We got a board of directors, and they said, Leland, if you can make it, God bless you. Now, I'm not saying that some of them didn't give, but because they did, and they prayed for us, and they cared for us. Until I got on Medicare, I didn't have any insurance. My wife didn't either. It was, but you know what? I live better than I've ever lived. And I drove in this town a drunk over 30 years ago. I was whipped. I was on bottom. I'd gone through another bad marriage. I'd lost another good business. I was flat broke. And if somebody said, Leland, you're getting ready to start the best years of your life, I'd laughed at them. And I wouldn't hear very long if somebody said, I want you to come to a Bible class in the Big Spring Federal Prison. I'd spent a lot of money in Houston, Texas trying to stay out of federal prison. And I sure didn't want to volunteer to go into one. And I tried everything I could do not to go. And God, in all of His goodness, wouldn't let me get out. That was the greatest thing ever happened to me. I spent 6 years every Friday night going into Big Spring Federal Prison during the Bible class, and I didn't teach anybody one thing. But they taught me some of the greatest lessons, some of the greatest friends I have. And some of them are gone now. Talked to one of them this afternoon. He's in first class ever did, the Big Spring Federal Prison. Largest drug bust in the history of Seattle, Washington. Between $20 and $40 million worth of powder cocaine. He got saved. They sent him to Texas to get him away from all of his Northwest connections. And he got saved at Segalville. Went back to Seattle and bust tables in a restaurant he used to own. Now, he started Mexican restaurants in Seattle. He had Taco Times. They're still there. But he also, when he went back, he started a prison ministry. The best Bible student I ever met had been an atheist, Tomas Reyes from Puerto Rico, in the Big Spring Federal Prison. John Nyland, 7 times All-Pro with the Dallas Cowboys. Great Bible student. God let me meet some great people that cared for me and helped me make it. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Because it was through Christ, it's through Jesus Christ. And if I'd have got what I deserved, I'd have been dead a long time ago. There were times in my life that if God had killed me, it would have surprised nobody. They said, I just wonder when it's going to happen. And I looked at some of you, and I see my arrogance and my independence. And I pray every week when we close out, God, give them one more chance. God, let them come back. Because some of you will never hear it again when you leave here. You didn't come from church homes. Many of you didn't. That wasn't any of your background. And I'm going to tell you, in this day and time, you could come from a church home and not hear about Jesus. We are messed up in America. But I want you, I want you just to think, just to be honest with yourself. Because when you come down this aisle at the rec room, you're not pledging allegiance to anybody but Jesus Christ. You don't owe us anything. We don't ask you to give anything. What you do owe is to go tell somebody else about Jesus. About 6 weeks ago, we had a guy, and we always try to make sure that when people come, there's somebody to talk to them one-on-one. And one of our, I hate the word counselor, and I don't mean to hate your counselor, I don't like the word. But anyway, I guess that's why. Anyway, we're talking to the guy coming, and they asked him, he's saved. And he said, yes, ma'am. He said, the reason I'm coming, I've got a friend here tonight that's not saved, and I really want to see him saved. And as they were talking, he nudged the rec room guy, and he said, that's him right there, just came down now. And he got saved. One of the things I've seen, that one of the first signs of salvation is you want to see your friends saved. You know, the man that went to hell in the book of Luke, he said, send somebody back to my family. He said, I got five brothers. Send somebody to tell them about this place so they won't come here. And I'm not that good a speaker. I'm not that smart. But if there's anything I'd love to see, I'd love to see this altar filled with people weeping and trusting Christ, thanking Him for that gift that Jesus Christ that died for me while I cared nothing about Him. He died for you while you cared nothing about Him. We ignore Him. We take His name in vain.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.